This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Wednesday and quickly becoming a breaking news Wednesday. Live in Los Angeles, it is the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Joy Taylor is joining me today. Joel Klatt in 1 hour. College football came out with its playoff rankings. I agree wholeheartedly with those rankings. I am very happy. Klatt is furious, by the way. Nick Wright today. Jay Glazer. Joy to the world. We have quite a story developing here.
Story? There's like 15 things going on right now. Herdline's going to be busy today.
So let's start with this. This broke about 15, 20 minutes ago. The Packers' Aaron Rodgers is unvaccinated. He is tested positive for COVID. He will not be available for the game against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Quite a gift for them. And listen, life, when you make big choices, is about risk and reward. And, you know, there are consequences. I am not a huge fan. I've said this about mandates and the vaccination. I think you should get it. I think it's selfish mostly not to get it. But I don't believe in mandates. I believe in choices, and those bear out consequences. And Aaron Rodgers now won't be available. And just ask yourself this. Isn't it kind of on Aaron's brand? Aaron does what he wants, says what he wants. Wasn't this the Green Bay Packers' criticism of Aaron? He's not really a team guy. He's an Aaron guy. He's leaving us hanging. Wasn't that kind of what the Packers were frustrated with? Isn't it kind of on brand that Aaron's unvaccinated? Aaron did what he wants, said what he wants, kind of manipulated the media in the summer saying he was immunized, and here we are in a very interesting situation. Now, again, I think quarterback, and I've said this for years, it's not about your arm strength. If it was about arm strength, Dan Marino would have 9 Super Bowls. If it was about arm strength, Aaron would have the Super Bowls and Tom Brady wouldn't. Brett Favre would have the Super Bowls. Being a quarterback is about a lot of things, and one of them is judgment and leadership, and I don't love this as a leadership choice as a star quarterback not being vaccinated. because now he's out for 10 days minimum. That would not be the case if he was vaccinated. So he's out for Seattle and Mahomes, Big Edge Kansas City, and he could be out for Russell Wilson's return for Seattle. And does it mean here now in the end of the season, Green Bay's playing on the road in the second and third round of the playoffs because of these games in the middle of the season? This is where their schedule, remember we talked about this, this week is where their schedule is getting real dicey. It's getting really hard, and he's not there. But I think there's so many different angles on – here's a different angle on this as well. I'm guilty of this. The media often simplifies very complex situations. We all know Aaron Rodgers is smart, right? That we're not going to argue about that. Aaron is smart. Too often the media says, if you didn't get vaccinated, you're a dummy. And smart people got vaccinated, and dummies didn't get vaccinated. Well, I have – two really, really, really good friends who didn't get vaccinated, haven't been vaccinated, and are super successful and super smart and some of the smartest people I know. And Aaron Rodgers didn't get vaccinated. So every story has much more nuance, much more complexity than dummies didn't get vaccinated and all the smart people did. There's a lot of factors here. I do think it's very selfish in certain situations, and Aaron Rodgers in his career, in my opinion, has had moments when he has been selfish. He hasn't had a lot of moments when he's been dumb. And that's not the issue with Aaron. Aaron's as smart as they get, but he's had selfish moments. He does his sort of his own thing. So some of this is on brand. If he was vaccinated, he could play. He wouldn't have to have a 10-day mandate. So he may be able to just miss this game, come back, and the whole season's fine. But they have consequences. This has always been Carson Wentz didn't get vaccinated. Kirk Cousins didn't get vaccinated. Aaron Rodgers now didn't get vaccinated. Cam Newton, by the way, didn't get vaccinated, and it turned teams off. Then he didn't acknowledge and announced, I got vaccinated. I am not a mandate fan. I am a fan of you get the choice, but understanding there are consequences. And the NFL has been very clear about this. If you do not get vaccinated, we're going to make it hard as hell for you to get back. We're going to make you test more. You can't leave town in a bye week. And if you get it, 10 days out minimum. So Aaron had a choice. Aaron made the choice. And now he suffers the consequences. I like that better than mandates. I'm not a huge, unless it's a mandate for sometimes a child vaccination, we should always be there to protect children. We should be there to protect animals and children. For adults mostly, make your choice and live with the consequences. But some of this is a little on brand for Aaron. So in August, you remember in August when he was asked about being vaccinated, one of my criticisms with Aaron has been he manipulates. He manipulates the media. He often says, I'm above the media. I just heard something the other day on SiriusXM where he was saying, I'm above this criticism. I'm above the media. Aaron often plays I'm above a lot in his life. And he tends to manipulate the media. And this was something he said in the summer when asked about the vaccine.
Are you vaccinated and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized. There's a lot of conversation around it, around the league, and a lot of guys who have made statements and I've made statements, owners who've made statements. There's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys.
Yeah, like you. That's Aaron kind of manipulating the situation. Aaron's done that his entire career. Aaron being a little selfish as a leader, he's done that his entire career. I've never criticized him for intelligence. I've never criticized him for talent. I've never criticized him for, commitment. I've said he's a little bit of a bailer more than a baller. He plays better with a lead when he gets behind. Sometimes he goes to the sideline and does his own Aaron thing. But some of this is kind of, it's risk and reward. I couldn't tell you the last time I had a speeding ticket. Maybe I've had one in my life. Why? Because I always feel like when I get in a car, I never wanted to get into it late. Because then I could get a ticket for speeding or I could hurt somebody. And so that's the risk reward when you speed. I think people who fly down a freeway are incredibly selfish. Forget the ticket. What about somebody else's safety? So that's why I try to never get into a car late. I try to be punctual and on time. And this was always a risk reward situation. What if this had happened before a playoff game? Are you kidding me? This would be outrageous. And what's funny is, and this is not something I'm rooting for. Some of you probably think, oh, Colin loves this. He can bang on Aaron. I got the Packers number one in my herd hierarchy. I said last week was the most impressed I'd ever been with Aaron Rodgers. I thought he was fantastic in Arizona. But it's interesting when you start looking at situations like this, because we kind of felt, did we not, Boy, Eric, Aaron won that Green Bay Aaron summer of angst. Actually, Green Bay this morning. The executives are going,
told you so.
It's about Aaron. Told you so. Yeah, he's talented. We're not denying that. We told you so. It's funny how this stuff works out. Brady and Belichick get a divorce. Round one, all Brady. All Brady. This weekend, Brady got crushed, and Mac Jones looks like he's good. Oh, the Rams added players. Tampa maybe doesn't have the best team. Oh, man, the NFC top is good. What if Brady gets bounced out this year, and here's Belichick as Kansas City's defense stinks, and Josh Allen's inconsistent, and we don't know what we get with Lamar, and we don't trust Cleveland, and oh, here comes New England winning a couple playoff games. We all thought, oh, boy. Aaron Rodgers really stuck it to the Packers. I could argue the Packers this morning are saying, advantage us. We told you so. You think Packer radio this morning? You think driving around Milwaukee? You think Packer fans are mad at the front office this morning? Or mad at their star quarterback who didn't get vaccinated? I don't know. All this stuff is very, very interesting. The Herd brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Be a sub above. You know, something else, I will say this. Is another advantage for the Green Bay Packer organization is this. They have a very comfortable lead in their division. Now they can find out if Jordan Love can play. You know, my son's just trying to get his driver's license, and you take him in parking lots, or you take him at night in quiet places, you drive him around, but eventually dad has to put him behind the wheel in traffic. Can he drive? We're going to find out, can Jordan Love drive? He got drafted in April 23rd of 2020. I looked it up this morning. He had a full season to be a backup. And then he had an off-season camp, off-season OTA, off-season preseason, and now half another season. We're all out there asking Mac Jones to play today live. We're all asking Justin Fields to play today live. We're all asking Trevor Lawrence to go out there and play and Zach Wilson to go out and play. Bro, you've had a season and a half to sit behind Aaron, a great offensive coach, all sorts of weapons, OTAs, camps, preseason. Let's see if Jordan Love can play. And if he looks like crap against Kansas City's defense, he can't play. But that's an advantage for Green Bay because if he can play, if he goes out against Green Bay and Kansas City and we're all like, woo, that's pretty good. A, he has trade value. Everybody's looking for quarterbacks. Joy and I talk about this. Eight teams next year minimum need a quarterback. What if Jordan Love lights up Kansas City? That could be a GM being out there like, I liked him 2 years ago. I would have drafted him 2 years ago, but Green Bay moved up and got him. And I go watch him against Kansas City, and he slices him up. So Green Bay has trade value. You could absolutely got something out of Garoppolo got a second-round pick, and he had injuries. If Jordan Love goes out there and chops it up, there's got to be a GM in this league that was like a fan of Jordan Love. Green Bay moved up and took him. You know there were seven GMs that would have taken Jordan Love in the second round or after when Green Bay took him. I talked to GMs. It was split. Half like him, half didn't. If he goes and chops it up, A, he's got trade value, or B, if Aaron leaves, we got our guy. And if he can't play, that's not terrible. I still got Aaron. I'm still going to get to the playoffs, and we have clarity. You can't play. And the question in the NFL is not, is my quarterback great or is he terrible? A lot of this stuff is murky in the middle, and you got to see him in a moment. And it's a perfect moment. He's had lots of time. Kansas City's defense is beyond average. It's not like you're opening up at Pittsburgh against the Steelers defense. You're not opening up in New Orleans against the Saints defense or against Buffalo's pass rush or against Tampa's pass rush. You got to open up against Kansas City's defense with a year and a half of playbook and practice and OTA, we will have absolute clarity. If he stinks, all right, we got our guy. We're going to win our division. And if he doesn't, we got a lot of options. Most of them good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, look at this. Josina Anderson is reporting this morning. Odell Beckham has been told he's excused from Cleveland Browns practice today. Additionally, it's her understanding OBJ was ready to attend practice per usual, but he will get a DNP, a non-injury do not practice. Much like Aaron Rodgers, risk-reward, there are consequences for Dad putting out an IG ripping Baker Mayfield, for LeBron ripping the Cavs free OBJ. Those are consequences. We all know those were generated by Odell Beckham, and he wanted out yesterday. And it, by the way, reportedly the Saints and the Browns did talk, and there was discussions, and I think the Saints were a perfect place for him. They have no over-the-top receiver. I think New England, by the way, is another great place for him. Very strong defenses, very strong coaches, very strong cultures. OBJ would have been great with the Patriots and great with the Saints, and the Saints and the Browns worked on a deal and talked, and it didn't work out. But it's just like Aaron. There are consequences for decisions. I'm not into mandates. But you want to put Dad putting an IG out there ripping Baker, the quarterback? This is the consequence if you don't get traded. The other thing, Odell's got four things working against him. One, he's expensive. Two, he can't stay healthy. Three, Cleveland's offense is not built around Odell, or receivers for that matter. And four, there's a flood of wide receiver talent in the NFL right now. It's crazy. Years ago, if you had a TO and he was great and he was a diva, you just tolerated him. You just dealt with it. Andre Rison, T.O., it didn't matter. If you had a diva wide receiver, the receiver had absolute control over the franchise. Not anymore. Not anymore. There's too many good receivers. The way the game is played at the college level, it's given the NFL 30 wide receivers a year. Many of them walk into the league and are great in day one. You don't have to tolerate a brittle receiver, an expensive receiver, a needy receiver, a diva receiver, an underperforming receiver. I mean, the Browns got all sorts of receivers. They had all sorts of wide receivers, tight ends and running backs. And so there's, it's just like when I grew up, you didn't have any choices. You had to deal with taxis and cabs that smelled horrible. The taxi driver treated you like trash. They argued with you if you had to pay with credit cards. Sometimes they drive right by you, even though they had the light on, they drive right by. You had to tolerate it. And then Uber happened. And Lyft happened. And now you walk into a cab and say, no, I have leverage. It stinks. See ya. Now I walk into a cab and say, I'm paying your credit card and not tipping. Because I don't like the way you treat me, and there's nothing you can do about it. There are options now in the market. Taxi cabs are dreck, and they've been exposed, and you don't need them anymore. And so, brittle, underachieving, dad dropping IGs. The marketplace, we see this all the time in sports. There's cultural changes. There's analytic changes. God, in baseball now, the Braves bullpen got 97 outs in the World Series. Like, relievers are now as valuable, it seems, in the playoffs as starters. In the NBA, if you can shoot, you can be a great big and have all these skills. But if you can't shoot, I'll take a less athletic guy that can hit a three. Right now, in football, as wide receiver talent is insane. Good God, Dallas. It's Amari Cooper, it's CeeDee Lamb, it's Cedric Wilson. Michael Gallup's not even playing. The Rams got rid of DeSean Jackson. DeSean's like, they never throw me the ball. Robert Woods is like, I never get the ball because they got Van Jefferson, they got Cooper Kupp, they got tight end. The whole league except the New England Patriots has great wide receivers. And so I think Cleveland right now is like, eh, risk reward. You're going to bang on our quarterback on IG? You're going to go to your friends LeBron and put something out there? Maybe we don't need you to practice today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Let's bring on my friend Bill Simmons, ringer, founder, entrepreneur, all that stuff. Well, look at you. You look fantastic. You look like a...
Hey, I'm too close to the camera.
No, you're just perfect. You look like a guy that's got scoops. All right, let's start with this. You have been critical before of Aaron Rodgers, and I've said this. This is something that just happens in the NFL ecosystem. We fall in love with Marino because of his talent. We fall in love with Favre because of his talent. And we fall in love with Mahomes because of his talent. But it's Bart Starr, Joe Montana, Brady, disciplined, coachable, great coach that win championships. And we've gotten to a point with Aaron Rodgers. I know he's talented. But there was a stretch here, Bill, where if you criticized him, it was a hot take. And I've never loved one quality about him. What makes Brady great is his ability to relate to an undrafted free agent, a rookie, take pay cuts, and it never gets credit because he doesn't look as dramatic, as enticing as Aaron. I don't like Aaron the leader. And so when I hear this story today, I'm like, this is on brand. He's manipulating the press. He's doing what's best for him. You know, Joy just said this. At least Cole Beasley's like, I'm not doing it. All right, I know where you stand. I'll avoid you in the bathroom, okay? Like, the Aaron lying thing, manipulating, it bothers me. Does it bother you?
Well, I was driving around today, and I heard you talking about it, and I thought, like, what a great day for Colin. Colin's been on this for years. I've dabbled, too. I think we live in this weird culture now when if you're critical of sports, anyone in sports, any athlete, coach, whatever, you immediately become a hater. There's no nuance with any of this stuff. I think Rodgers is a diva. I think he's been a diva the last couple of years. I thought the way he handled this whole offseason was very diva-ish. He didn't seem like a team-first guy to me. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why he chose the week of the NFL draft to blow it up into an even bigger story.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, some of the points you've made over the years, when you talk about ex-teammates, how people who've played with him, some of the people, how they've talked about him, how candid he's been about them drafting another quarterback when he's in his late 30s, how he makes it seem like he's on the 2021 Jaguars when he's on a good team.
Right.
His team's good. His team's been good the last couple of years. They were really good last year. They almost made the Super Bowl. And this woes me stuff. I'm going to go even deeper. I think sometimes people get weird when they get older. And I'm not saying always, but sometimes people who are single, they start to become a little narcissistic.
Yeah.
And they start seeing everything through this lens of me, 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 me. What about me? What about me? Everything's about me. And to me, he just seemed like a classic narcissist the last year, where everything was somebody else's fault. He took no responsibility. He honestly seemed to think he was going to be the Jeopardy host, which was insane. They were never making him the Jeopardy host. And everything he did, I thought, you know, kind of compromised his team. And, you know, from personal experience, I remember in 96 when the Patriots made the Super Bowl, probably a year before they should have, and Parcells' last year. And Parcells had a bunch of stuff going on with Bob Kraft, and he let that stuff affect the team. He leaked stuff to Will McDonough, who was a Boston Globe columnist, who was one of his best friends, leaked that they were having this rift. And it really submarined the Super Bowl. And it became this big story and this big distraction. They ended up losing the Packers. Should they have lost anyway? I don't know. But it was selfish. It was narcissistic. And I think some of the stuff Rodgers has done over the last year just seems narcissistic. So when you throw in everything today, it's like, yeah, that's on brand for what we've seen.
Yeah. By the way, that thing you've talked about, I haven't talked about it a lot on the air. I think I've talked to about with Joy, is when you're married and have kids, you're constantly sacrificing. And when you are older and single and powerful and rich, I don't know if the word is weird, but your prism becomes you. You're the sun. Everybody else is just a small moon around your galaxy. And I do think Aaron has gotten into a kind of a narcissistic thing where I heard him last week talking about, I'm above all this criticism. And I'm like, no, you're in the middle of it. You're part of us. We're all sports me. Okay, so let me segue to this.
Well, wait, hold on. I just one all last right. piece on that.
All right.
I look, it only happens sometimes, but I'm sure you have either friends of your wife or something that you look at them and everything is about, as you get older, everything becomes about a routine. When you have like kids, you're constantly taking losses. You're constantly bending. You're constantly doing things that you don't want to do or right. thing, you know, you're taking one for the team over and over again. And that's my point with that. It's yeah. just like, I think as some celebrities that we've seen, and it's not just athletes, sometimes it's actors, sometimes it's singers. The people who they're kind of in charge of everything that they do and they're just, it's just them, weird stuff starts to happen. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes. And yeah. this was weird. It's weird that he said he was vaccinated when he wasn't.
Yeah. So OBJ. So my thing is, it didn't work. The data said it didn't work. It's okay to say it didn't work. It's not a hot take. We've been saying it for 2 years. It doesn't work. Okay. Sometimes a young quarterback and a star receiver, he feels he has to throw to him. This was Dak and Dez. I remember saying on the air, Dak needs the ability to throw to who he wants to, not get yelled at in the sideline when he doesn't throw to Dez. He's better without him, even though Dez is remarkable. So I never thought it worked. But I will say this. There are two teams in this league that have a great coach, great coordinators, great defense, good special teams. I think they're going to make the playoffs. They both have one flaw. No over-the-top dynamic. Saints and Patriots. OBJ to the Patriots. It's not crazy, right?
It fits the Belichick profile. He's bet on talent over and over again, right? Moss was the best case version of how it worked out. Probably the worst case was Ocho Cinco,
yeah.
who was single covered in the Super Bowl. They didn't even like have the safety shading over. They just left him right. alone on one side of the field. He's had Albert Haynesworth. There's a bunch of talented guys that they've taken looks at. I actually, usually I feel like I have takes on this stuff. I thought Beckham's looked bad this year. And then you watch that YouTube clip and he does seem like he's open a lot. And I'm not a huge Baker fan. I know you're not either. I think he's fine. I don't, if you switched him and Case Keenum and switched their jerseys, I honestly would have trouble telling who's who. But Beckham's hurt a lot. And, you know, you look at it and you go, all right, what are his wins? What's the best team he's ever been on? When was the last time he was really dominant? And it's been a couple of years,
yeah.
you know, and why does he keep getting hurt? How come it's like Anthony Davis is another one. And Anthony Davis is way better than Odell. But every time I watch a Laker game, Anthony Davis is rolling around on the floor at least once. Right.
Right.
And some guys, that's just who they are when they're playing sports. Beckham seems like he's hurt a lot. At the same time, the Pats have cap room. If Beckham gets waived, he's done things like this before.
Yeah.
He always bets on the talent. And I think people always think like Patriots way, how do you fit in? It's been the opposite. He bets on talent over and over again. And I think they would look at him.
You know, I said with Mac Jones, my prediction was, I said, he is going to hit his ceiling much faster than everybody else. Don't be surprised if he's the best after 1 year. You'll see who he is. It'll be defined very clearly because the Patriots with Josh McDaniels, probably the best coordinator in the league, it's a very defined offense. They're not going to ask him a lot. So you're going to see who he is really quickly. May take Trevor Lawrence 4 or 5 years. My question has always been with Mac is, if it's not on script, you're not getting any bonus yards here. But am I wrong?
Oh, that's a cheap shot. I don't like that.
Okay. So
how dare you?
Okay. So
Mac's been really good this year.
He's been really good for the last 14 quarters. He's gotten out of the terrible throw.
He's a rookie. Look at the other rookies. He's been way more consistent than every other rookie quarterback we've had.
Can you
it's
win
not
a,
even close?
Can you win a playoff game with Mac Jones?
I think you could. I do. And I'll tell you this. Patriots 30-1 on FanDuel right now to win the AFC.
Come on.
Let's go through the AFC teams. Tell me what AFC team you like. All right,
Buffalo.
You say the Bills.
Buffalo.
Okay. All right, who's owned Buffalo over the last 20 years?
Well,
what human being has owned them? Owned them. Bill Belichick. Ravens, do you trust their defense? I don't.
Not their past defense.
Kansas City, have you liked what you've seen?
No.
I don't.
No.
Do you like the Raiders or Chargers? I don't. Baker's got one arm. Cross them off. Steelers have Roethlisberger. No thanks. Go through the teams. Tennessee, no Derrick Henry. The Colts, Carson Wentz. I'm getting ideas, Colin. I'm going to be honest. I'm getting ideas. This is starting to feel 2001-ish to me.
Well, I would say in the NFC, they'd have no shot because the top of the NFC is insane.
Agree.
I mean, yeah, the Rams literally, and I don't feel like they guarantee the NFC championship, but honestly, with Von Miller, I really did think, what do you make of the Rams essentially saying draft picks are overrated?
I like it. I just don't think – I watched some Denver this year. I didn't feel like – people are acting like Von Miller is the Von Miller from 5 years ago. We see this happen sometimes in trades where, you know, especially in basketball, it's like, wow, they got Westbrook. It's like, yeah, they got Westbrook. Have you watched Westbrook the last 4 years? He hasn't played defense since 2015. I think we do this with the big stars sometimes. Miller's – I'm sure he'll help. I don't think he's the same Von Miller that he was, you know, in 2015.
This is an interesting pivot then, because I do think when, and I said this against Chicago in the first half, I came on the air Monday and I'm like, that's the best Tom Brady's thrown a ball in a decade. I thought he was unbelievable against Chicago. And I'm like, is it the humidity in Tampa? He threw darts into tiny, tiny windows. For a long time, I honestly thought this. I didn't talk about this on the air. He's married to a supermodel. I figure she had potions or something overseas. In the off season, he'd go and do some stuff. And it'd be like, you know, he had this advantage over everybody medically and some stuff. Maybe it was legal over there. I mean, I got to a point where, like, I don't even understand it. He doesn't even look like he looks younger. He's like, his face looks younger. What do you make of his longevity?
I mean, going back to weird quarterbacks, the Brady thing's weird too. He's 44. He was on with the Mannings, what, a week ago?
Yeah.
The Mannings, who were his peers. Eli came into the league, I think, 4 years after Tom did. And Peyton was like 2 years before. And they were like the old farts on the couch with like Brady's younger brother was on the show, only it was Brady. Brady looks like he's like coming out of, I don't know, some Netflix show. And I don't get it. He moves better than he's ever moved.
Ever.
In the pocket, he's spry. His deep ball, which is something that the Pats fans, as much as we love Brady, the hole in the Brady game for a couple years there was just consistency on deep balls.
Yeah,
that's back. Like, his deep ball hasn't looked this good in 10 years, and it's a total fountain of youth thing. I do think there's more advantages with some of this stuff now. I think the science, we've seen it with LeBron too. LeBron passed 60,000 minutes already in the NBA. There's, you know, I don't know if you've ever done cryotherapy, Colin. Have you done cryotherapy?
No, I've been offered it. My son's done it. I've had
Joy, can you make sure Colin does cryotherapy? I really want his reaction.
What did you do it?
After
what did
I've done it a few times. You walk out of there and you feel like you came out of a time machine. And it makes me think, like, all the advantages that these dudes have now. They're not flying coach in 1977, like with the person next to them smoking cigarettes and, you know, wearing crappy sneakers. This is like science has changed sports for the most part for the better, I think. And Brady, the fact that he's better than he was 4 years ago makes no sense. And yet he is.
Oh, they did.
I actually think it's indisputable.
Oh, listen, if you go to his release, it is indisputably fractions of a second faster.
And he moves better. His left to right movement is just better.
His velocity, according to Greg Cosell, is better. And if you go look at the first half against Chicago, and again, maybe he's more limber because of the humidity in Tampa, the ball he was throwing was 33-year-old Tom Brady. It had so much and little tiny windows. All right, two NBA topics. Bill Simmons for
Colin. I'm going to be so mad at you when I'm listening 2 weeks from now, and you're like, I'll tell you who looks like a sleeper in the AFC, the Patriots, 15-1 on FanDuel. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you. I'm planting my flag on the show with Patriots AFC.
All right. Speaking.
Go ahead with NBA.
Speaking of youth, doesn't Bill look good today?
Thanks, California Colin. Sun.
No, you do. You look.
Thanks, Colin.
You look very good. So, let two topics. The Celtics play crappy defense, although nobody plays great defense early in the NBA, but it is interesting. The Brad Stevens thing, it got too much criticism. They did get to the Eastern Conference. You know, Ainge didn't hit in a lot of these draft picks. I still think Brad's super smart. But I look at the Celtics now with the way Miami's playing, with the depth and confidence of Milwaukee, And if Philadelphia can engineer anything for Simmons, and I think Celtics aren't a championship team. I feel like
championship team. Are they a playoff team? I don't know if they're a playoff team, Colin. I think they're going to be in the play-in tournament. It's
what happened.
Something. Stevens was a really good coach. I think he got burned out on the roster and vice versa. I'm okay with him leaving. I get it. New coach comes in. He's learning on the fly. Defensively, they're a train wreck.
Yes.
I think they're 30th in points allowed.
Yeah, they're bad.
And I said this on my podcast today. To put this in perspective, they've allowed more points than OKC, who starts Poku or plays Poku like 20. Have you seen Poku? Poku plays 20 minutes a game for OKC. And the Celtics allow more points than OKC, who's intentionally trying to lose. They're trying to go like 8-74. So the defense has been bad. They don't have a real point guard. And, you know, we're really starting to ask the questions now, the Boston fans, about we love Tatum, we love Brown. I wanted those guys to stay together forever. And now watching them over and over, it's like, are these guys redundant with each other? Do they make each other better? Do they make sense as a combo? Like Bird and McHale is like the peak of a combo in Celtics history, right? Those guys were perfect together. McHale would cover the other team's best offensive player. Bird was the best entry passer, probably in the history of the league. He could spread the floor for him. They were on the same page. It was perfect. And Tatum and Brown, it's a lot of like dueling banjos. It's a lot of your turn, my turn, and a lot of standing around. And I think people are starting to get concerned. Meanwhile, you look at the stats, they're averaging like 54, 55 points a game. You know, and you think like on paper, that looks great. But if you're watching it, it doesn't feel right. And the mix doesn't feel right. I do think they should, there's some rotation stuff and things like that. I'm not ready to panic yet, but I'm kind of quietly panicking.
Well, and also for the first time in 20 years, the East is better than the West because Chicago's really, really good. Miami's added Lowry. He's a little banged up. So the first time in 20 years, I honestly believe this, is that because the West is aged, Portland doesn't look right. I think the East is better than the West. And that's
Clippers, no Murray, no Kawhi.
And so Utah's got a low ceiling, but they're a great regular season team. So I think that's...
Uh-oh, don't let those fans come at you.
They like me in Utah.
Be careful. Watch out for those Utah fans.
No, I ski there.
They're mobilizing. They apologize right now.
All right, finally. I said this. There are some things I can... It takes a while for me as a broadcaster to tell the difference between good and very good and very good and great. When you watch The Voice or a music show, I'm like, that's pretty good, but is it great? It's great, but is it... But bad is obvious on any music show and in any sports team. And I watch the Lakers defensively. They are so slow. They're not only old on the starters, they're old on the bench. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm sorry, but it's a spacing league. I don't think the Lakers, I look at them and I'm like, that's not a championship team. You can't defend like, right? You're seeing the same thing.
Yeah, but now you're going to get caught and you're a hater.
No, they're just...
You just don't like LeBron.
They're old.
It's like, guess what? You won the title in the bubble 3 years ago, and you had three pretty good to elite wing defenders, who none of them are on the team now. Danny Green, KCP, Caruso. They had the ability to defend on top and make enough 3-point shots on top of the Davis LeBron combo. Now it's basically just the Davis LeBron combo.
Yes.
And that might be enough in the West, but to me, this feels like a 2018 Cavs situation. Remember the 2018 Cavs where it was Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Dwayne Wade. They had all that. And then by February, half the team had been traded and they made Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance, all these different people came in because the team didn't work. I don't think this is the team that we're going to see in March. I'm not positive what the moves are, but the one thing that I know is that I don't think they can move off Westbrook. And I am not convinced he makes sense with LeBron and Davis. I hated the trade when it happened. I think they would have been better off with KCP and Buddy Hield. And they would have a defender and shooting. And I just think Westbrook, they're like, no, he'll really help us during the regular season. I don't care about the regular season. You got to win four playoff rounds, and he's a really hard guy to have on the floor if you're trying to win four playoff rounds.
Oh, yeah.
We have how many years of evidence now of this? Like he needs the ball to succeed, and he is not a good defensive player. He's just not. So I think they're flawed. But as you said, the West is so much worse maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's just like, who are the best two guys? And maybe that's who makes it out of the West. I like Golden State the most, but it's early.
I like them too.
We're going to change our opinion a million times.
I know.
Over the next 6 months. I think Denver has to be at least mentioned because of the level that Jokic is playing right now. I mean, he went up a level. He won the MVP last year. He's better this year.
I think Jordan Poole's interesting. If Klay comes back and gives me 90% of Klay, Steph's still at an MVP level. Draymond offensively is better. I actually like Golden State to win the West this morning, if you ask me. Okay.
One more piece. They have trades to make.
Yes,
they have Kuminga. They have Wiseman. They have the Wiggins contract. Like that's a team that's positioned to add a piece if they need to do it. So I think they're the safest bet, but betting against LeBron and Davis makes me nervous.
All right. So he has a podcast today. You know about it, the Bill Simmons pod. And, first of all, it was great seeing you. We only talk a couple times a year. It was great seeing you at the wrestling event. You look very healthy.
Well, we share joint custody of Russillo. So I think we talk a lot about that.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Good seeing you, too.
All right, Bill Simmons.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.